You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report. Nuggets beat the Wizards last night. A very high scoring game. I think the Nuggets poured in like 141 points or something.
Okay.
Like that. Crazy. The ice goes back down tonight for the Avs. They'll be hosting Buffalo at Bull Arena. And Jeremy, exciting news for you. The World Cup final is now set for this weekend.
Whew.
The championship game, Argentina will take on France.
I'm already trying to decide what kind of food I'm going to have at the big soccer party.
Yeah, France, they are the defending champions, so we'll see if they can make it two World Cups in a row. I'm hoping, personally, for a nil-nil game decided by penalty kicks. That's what I want.
Hey, all right.
The Broncos have announced a $100 million project as they upgrade Mile High Stadium. One change, Chair, is going to be to expand the video screen in the south end, which will make it the fourth largest screen in the NFL.
Holy crap.
I was just talking with someone who was I talking with? They went to some game down at, you know, Jerry Jones's stadium down in Dallas, Texas. And the screen there, they said, is so massive that you buy tickets to go to a game, right? And then you sit there in the stands with your head craned up and you watch the game on the TV.
Right, yeah, I would think so. Your mouth breathing, looking up and watching the plays.
So you buy, you know, you pay hundreds of dollars for tickets and then you go and watch the game on TV at the stadium.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's funny, you know?
It's kind of weird to think about. So we're getting a bigger screen then, huh?
Bigger screen. Oh, and they're going to expand the team store, Jeremy, so you can buy more last place gear.
I was
going to
say, are people going to buy that? And with this screen, all they're going to show is replays of fumbles and interceptions and
exactly
losing it's scores. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
It's the largest capital improvement in the stadium's history, and officials say it should take about 8 months to finish. And by the way, the Broncos lease runs, I don't know, something like another 8 or 9 years, and the team hasn't decided yet if they want to build yet another new stadium.
It'll be time, because this one's over 20 years old now, right?
Time.
And I think they say the lifespan of a stadium is like 20, 25 years.
Listen, so sports fans are suckers.
They're just pouring a lot of money into that team, man.
We are suckers.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, they're talking about how much money they think Avatar, the second Avatar movie, could make when it opens this weekend. It's called Avatar: The Way of Water. They're guessing maybe $175 million domestically, and globally, about $500 million this weekend.
Wow. Damn.
The movie, what hurts it, all right, is the number of showings that they're able to do, because the movie is over 3 hours long. And a lot of people don't think about that. But if a movie's 90 minutes, you can show it more often than a movie that's 3 hours. But they say it doesn't really have any competition, other things opening this weekend.
I was gonna say, they can just throw it in another theater then and let, you know, bump something else.
Will. Yeah. You know, these multiplexes, it'll probably be on like six different screens.
Yep, that's right.
By the way, speaking of that movie, director James Cameron said he made it a priority to make Kate Winslet's character in the movie a pregnant warrior. Ooh. He said for female empowerment. So she is a pregnant warrior in the film.
I know.
So that's going on. I thought this was kind of interesting. Sources are saying that the relationship between Prince William and Prince Harry is over.
Oh,
have you
no.
watched it? You wouldn't probably watch it.
It's on my. It's in my queue, actually. I'm trying to catch up on Yellowstone. My mom and dad have been watching it, and they've been
they
like, they kind of like, it's okay. It's nothing
lukewarm.
too deep or serious, they said.
Well, I'll tell you what. It is already Netflix's biggest documentary debut of all time. That's according to Netflix. We can't get any outside, you know, verification on how many people watch Netflix. It's just whatever they say people are, you know, devoting to it. But Harry and Meghan is the name of the show, and it documents the deteriorating relationship between the brothers. But one source is saying that Harry knows more than anyone how much privacy means to William and Kate, and it is sickening to William that Harry is now selling them out to the media. They say the relationship between the brothers is over. William will never forgive Harry for selling out his secrets and Kate's secrets.
Oh, juicy.
That's kind of juicy.
It's juicy stuff. It is.
It really is. I think I need to watch that show. All right, what else is trending?
I do want to give a shout out to cupcakes, unfortunately.
No, you
Today
don't.
Is National Cupcake Day. Oh. And if any of your coworkers bring a box of cupcakes into the office today, I encourage you to slap that box right out of their hands. Throw them in the trash. Cupcakes are the worst. Yuck. By far the biggest...
Let me just say it.
What's that?
Bringing cupcakes shows you just don't care.
Yeah, don't plan on coming back in the new year, is what I would say.
That's on a par with bringing bagels to the office.
Yeah, don't bother coming back in 2023.
Don't come back.
By far the biggest celebrity trending story from yesterday was Steven Twitch Boss, the DJ and dancer from the Ellen DeGeneres Show. He was also on So You Think You Can Dance. Took his own life on Tuesday, only 40 years old. My Facebook newsfeed was nothing but images and videos and clips of this guy. Dom, I doubt you're familiar with him. I'm guessing.
No comment.
Yeah. Josh, our producer, was actually pretty tore up about this yesterday. He was talking about how he used to have a job in high school, and then he'd go home and watch the Ellen Show every day. And he loved watching Twitch on Ellen. You know, he's a pretty damn good DJ.
Well, this is sad
news. It's really sad news. He's actually pretty darn popular, Dom. He's got a couple kiddos, three, which makes this story even more heartbreaking. 14-year-old daughter, 2-year-old daughter, and a 6-year-old son. Sadly, it sounds like he checked himself into a hotel in L.A. and took his life there in the bathroom. Everybody's pretty much saying that they had no idea that he was suffering or had any sort of depression issues, things like that, which makes this story even worse, man.
It's hard to say. I mean, it's
hard to say.
He
was hiding some stuff, so.
I would encourage anyone who is depressed. I mean, the stigma is being slowly lifted.
Yes,
and
it is.
You have, so many... Hopefully, so many, avenues at your disposal.
Yep,
if
outlets,
you're feeling depressed,
options.
To get help talk to somebody. And if you have somebody in your life that you feel is dealing with depression, try to help them get help.
Well said,
because
buddy.
You don't
well
want
said.
To be surprised someday by something like this. There used to be a stigma attached to it, and I'm happy to say that while it's still there to a certain extent, it's being slowly lifted. And
yeah, you're
God.
Not weak if you seek help at all
go
by any means.
Help.
Go get help, and it's scary to
I've
know
got
that you
family
know.
Members who have dealt with severe depression, and I'll tell you what, man, you're thankful that they get help for it.
Yeah,
and the help helps.
And it's always surprising to see these stories, too, because you think you see a guy who's got a beautiful family, a beautiful wife on top of the world on the Ellen Show, and then something like this happens, and you just don't know what kind of demons people are fighting, and it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I don't mean to bring everybody down today,
but... So to look at somebody and say, oh, they've got a wonderful life, you don't know what's going on with their brain chemistry, which controls everything.
Yep. So anyway, that was the biggest news story yesterday. Was popping everywhere. TMZ broke the news, so there's that. There is this study out this morning of 1,000 kids. And they were asked these 1,000 kids what they would really want for Christmas, it looks like. And they put together an entire list. I don't know, there's like 30 things on the list. Anyway, can you believe this, Dom? The number one thing on the list that these kids said, clothing, shoes, or accessories. That was the worst thing as a kid on Christmas morning. If you open up a box and your mom and dad got you clothes...
Times
like,
have changed. Yeah, but we weren't putting ourselves all over social media.
There is that. There is that. So you get on
to look good when they do their YouTube videos.
That's right. There is that. And then right underneath that was money. Kids want clothes and then money. I know my kids are always asking for like Amazon gift cards, which is, form of money, but that's their big thing.
Yeah, right.
Books came in after that. Game consoles, sleepwear, smartphones. Cuddle toys made the list. You're my little cuddle toy.
I know it.
It's on my list this year. And then baking toys or baking equipment also made the list. So kids want to make some cakes, it looks like. Another Christmas story this morning, a new ranking of 32 classic Christmas foods. And people talking about what's the best, what's the worst. The best Christmas food, again, number one, peppermint bark. How did that come in at number one?
I mean, I like it.
I like it too, but not the best. I'll give you the top five. Peppermint bark, mashed potatoes, then roasted potatoes, hot chocolate, and then five, gravy. Give me some of that Christmas gravy.
I got no beef with the top five.
I really don't. Down at the bottom, figgy pudding. Yeah, that's actually a thing. And fruitcake.
I like some fruitcake. I know I'm a weirdo.
I don't think I've ever had fruitcake.
It depends.
Honestly.
Some of it is okay. Some of it is completely foul. So.
Yeah, I've never had it. Quickly, here's just something to think about. This story's making the rounds this morning. The question is, how many photos of you do you think are online right now? If you kind of just close your eyes and you're like, how do we think of your like LinkedIn and your Instagram and your Facebooks and all that. Let's see. They polled 8,000 people on this. And the number one answer was, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, you can't know, really.
You can't know. You really
because
can't
Because people
know.
Post photos of you without you knowing it sometimes.
Yep. So that's kind of stupid. Whatever. And then real quick, here's your Fat America. There's this company called Mischief. It's M-S-C-H-F. They've created a cereal called Big Fruit Loop. And here's the shtick. I posted this on our Facebook if you want to see it. It's just one single giant Fruit Loop inside the box. You can pick it up. It's online for $20 starting on Monday. BigFruitLoop.com. They say it's 930 calories, it looks like.
Do you eat it or do you use it as like a life preserver?
It looks like you can eat it. Yeah, right. Or put it on a boat. It's ridiculous looking, but also kind of funny. So check that out. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook again, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted this email that's gone viral. It's this guy who posted an email from his mom that mom sends out every year to him and his siblings outlining the itinerary for the holidays. And the reason why it's gone viral is it's so incredibly detailed and ridiculous. Did you read through some of this? Like,
I saw the story, but I haven't read
arrival
all the
times,
yet.
Who can babysit.
What
you can wear, when
you
cocktails
this,
are. I don't do it like this.
Oh, please. You gave me your travel itinerary one time, and you had written
well,
down
that's
what
different.
Exact time to leave the house, what time to have the car packed.
That's different. That's
what
travel.
What time you'll get on the highway.
I'm a little looser with Christmas. Anyway, the post has gone viral. It's kind of funny to thumb through, so check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.